Good morning again. Any of you knows where Cameroon is?
Yep.
Cameroon is famous for what? Soccer. But I'm not going to talk about soccer this morning. I'm going to talk about malaria. As you quite know, I work for Plan, and Plan works in Cameroon and has empowered youth to successfully participate in one of the main killer disease in Cameroon, like in any other sub-African country. Plan International is a child-centered community-based organization founded 70 years ago, working with more than 3,500 families across 48 countries around the world in Asia, Africa, and South America. Plan Cameroon started operations in Cameroon in 1996 and is supporting more than 534 communities in 5 of the country's 10 regions. We are now moving to the 6th region. And the core areas of our activities include child health, food security, HIV/AIDS among young people, because these are the most vulnerable, primary education, and promoting the rights of a child. The project area was located some 60 to 80 miles away from the capital of Cameroon, Yaoundé. And this project started in 2005, and with the collaboration of Plan International and the Ministry of Health, with support from Nataxis Bank in France, we implemented this project for 3 years. And the project was mainly to look at malaria issues in the district. And the health district where this project was implemented is Akonelinga, as I said. It's about 60 to 80 miles away from the nation's capital, Yaoundé. And this project was targeting a total inhabitants, but specifically pregnant women and children under 5, because these are the most vulnerable people who are susceptible to die from malaria. And in the Cameroon population, pregnant women, they constitute 5% of the total population, and children under 5 make up 18%. So we were targeting 23% of the total population of that health district. So we were looking at how we could reach about 23,000 people. And this project was targeted was to distribute nets, free, long-lasting nets, to these vulnerable groups and to clean the environment. So because this environment are the breeding ground for mosquitoes, so we need to drain them, clean those areas. And then look at intermittent preventive treatment of malaria for pregnant women. And looking at that, we think that we could control malaria. The main objective or the goal of this project, which was in line with RBM goals and which filtered down to the National Malaria Control Program goal, which was to reduce by 50% morbidity and mortality due to malaria in the health district of Akonelinga. The objectives of this project were to raise awareness in 350 communities on the causes of malaria, because if the people they don't know the causes, they might not be able to prevent or control malaria. And to make it happen, we also thought the second objective was to ease both financial and geographical access of these long-lasting nets to the vulnerable groups. And we thought that if we could attain 60% of these vulnerable groups, we could be confident that we are achieving our results. And then we also needed to promote the effective use. It doesn't just suffice to own a net, but you need to sleep under a net. And we thought that 60% of the vulnerable groups, that's children under 5 and pregnant women, if they own and sleep under nets, we are achieving our goals, our results. Then to make 350 youth groups and community-based organizations actors of malaria control in the health district, we know that in order to sustain the project, if we don't have actors that will continue the project after plan has phased out, we will not be successful. And what were the methods that we used? With the help of the Ministry of Health and the other collaborators, we had to design role plays, sketches, theaters, and health talks, which were now delivered by youth during public ceremonies. And this could capture the attention of people. And now they came for ceremony, but go back with malaria messages. And then we organized cleanup campaigns to drain stagnant water, fill up potholes, and clean bushes, which are breeding grounds for the malaria mosquitoes. Then we thought that we could also pay exchange visits to learn from some high-performing youth groups on how they have been controlling malaria and come back and teach our own groups how to control malaria. And then we also embarked on free distribution of these nets to the children of 5 and pregnant women. And to make sure that these people, when they own the nets, they're sleeping under a net, we organize regular home visits by these youth and community-based organizations to ensure the effective use of these bed nets and check that these women are taking their intermittent preventive treatment during pregnancy. What were some of the results? Though the results were many, but we thought these are the most essential ones that we need to share with you. We saw that the percentage of households that own long-lasting nets had increased over the project period. When we started, only 51% of households own nets. But in the course of the project, we saw that households were now owning nets, and it moved up from the 51% to 87%. In terms of malaria, in terms of reusing those nets, we saw that at the beginning, it was really, really very low. People owned nets, but they were not sleeping under the nets. The lowest was with children below 5, which was just 5% when we started. But as the project went on and at the final evaluation, we saw that more than 80% of those vulnerable groups were owning and sleeping under the nets. Concerning malaria prevention in pregnancy, many pregnant women were now protected with sulfadoxin perimetamine, that is taking the second dose during pregnancy. And this treatment is usually given to women at the second trimester and third trimester of pregnancy. This will help prevent malaria during pregnancy. And we saw that when the project started, we had just 16% of women who were protected against malaria. But at the end of the project, we saw that it really moved up to 81%. Just to share some views of people who have benefited from the project, this is one community family head person who said, "Malaria is a very bad sickness. Every month, at least one of my children was hospitalized of it. I spend a lot of money on drips and drugs. Since the coming of this project into our area, I have stopped going to the hospital and I can save some money and use it to send my children to school and they are looking healthier." To conclude this project, we think that youth participation is an effective tool in malaria control. Bed nets, to enhance bed net use, we think that home visits by people who live in the community like the youth and community-based organization will enhance people using the nets. And youth participation was very cost effective. If we look at the normal way of distributing nets, it was very costly. But when we used the youth, we passed through youth, it went down to less than $2. And malaria interventions can offer an immense economic benefit because household spending dropped by 80% when we started this project. What can we say were the success, the keys to this success? We think that community youth participation was a key factor here. And the fact that we use role play, dramas, and sketches to pass through our messages made people to think that they are coming to get fun, but they go back with messages for malaria control. And we think that when we involve the community leaders and women's group, we think that it's going to be very effective because these are the people that, when they pass on messages to people, they always listen to them. What are the next steps for Plan Cameroon? We think that with these lessons learned, we are going to scale up youth participation in malaria control activities to other health districts. Fortunately, Plan Cameroon has just won the round 9 malaria component of Global Fund, and we think with this experience, we are going to scale it up to other health districts. And involving youth in home management of simple malaria using ACTs can also be enhanced. And involving youth in other health related issues, such as home management of diarrhea with oral radiation salt and zinc, and distribution of condoms for the fight against HIV can also be another way of using youth. Thank you very much for your attention.
We do have time for a few minutes for questions for him. And just one note, he mentioned RBM. For those of you who are not familiar with that acronym, it stands for the Roll Back Malaria Initiative. Are there any questions? Go ahead.
Yeah, long lasting means the insecticide which is on the nets.
Yeah, I know, like how long does it last?
Yeah, three years. No, three to 4 years.
3 to 4 years.
Yeah.
Okay, my other question is, I know you showed the percentages from 16 to 81% is really good.
From the beginning of my presentation, I said the total population of that district was about 113 inhabitants. But if you take it, as I said, 23% of that population is made up of pregnant women and children under 5. So we could know that we are targeting 23,000 women and children. So if we could already know that 5% of these 23,000 is made up of pregnant women and 18% is made up of under 5. That's how we could calculate the percentages.
So you don't have the actual number, the number of the actual, I know you have your target population of number, but you don't have the actual number of people that you saw, or in a rough estimate?
No, it's not a rough estimate. It's just that I don't have the raw data here to give you, but I think it came from all of that.
Okay. And my third and last question, you said one of the goals or one of the actions that was to clear the bushes to prevent malaria and grow. I know I'm not from Cameroon, but I know like in Africa, people farm. Do you think that will affect farming when you clear bushes?
It wouldn't really be, but we talk of bushes that are very close to living areas. We can't clear all the bushes, but I think bushes that are close to house to homes, those are the ones that we thought we could, if we could clear that, it will reduce breeding grounds, not that it will, if all the breeding grounds cannot be eliminated at once.
Yep, and one last question, go ahead.
Just a few questions regarding the youth. I missed whether these were out of school youth, what was the age group, what was their time investment in the project? And did you pay them?
Let me start from the last one. We are not paying those youth, but those youth, they were sort of happy that they are being the champion of a project, and they now have been used as people come to learn from them, from other districts. How did you manage to do the malaria control? And they themselves, they feel that they have been contributing. And they have been going to, living from Akonlinga, which is a remote area, to Yaoundé, just to attend seminars. They think they have already been empowered. And then the time frame for our project is 3 years. We started in 2005 to 2008.